Good day and welcome to the quarterly EN call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Rob Path. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us. We are glad that you took time out of your day. We have a lot of important information to share with you. Want to welcome all of you to this call, including our new ENs, and thank you for your service to our beneficiaries. We also likely have VR representatives on the call as well. We want to thank you for your participation also. A couple things that I'll get into right off the bat is that we did have a leadership change in the Office of Research Demonstration and Employment Support. Catherine Bent, who has served as our Associate Commissioner in ORDES, as we call the organization, transitioned to serve as the Acting Associate Commissioner in the Office of Research, Evaluation, and Statistics. So she has transitioned over to take the leadership spot in that organization. The leader, the previous leader in that organization, has left the Social Security Administration for another position. While Kate is serving as the leader in ORES, as we refer to it, Susan Wilski, who was serving as the Deputy Associate Commissioner, under Kate is going to serve as the acting, as the acting Associate Commissioner in ORDES while Kate is on assignment. So we wanted to give you that update, and that was sent out to everyone in a blast email. Moving into some additional topics to share to start us off, want to let you know, very importantly, that the COLA notices that SSA sends out every year will start to go out in November. So now is the time where we would recommend you prepare to ramp up your capacity to take incoming calls from beneficiaries, because those notices reference the Ticket to Work program and refer the reader to our Choose Work website and our Choose Work call center. And so we see a dramatic increase beginning in November into December and January of individuals who are reaching out to speak to a call center representative and going to the Choose Work website to get additional information. And from there, they're directed to employment networks or they use the Find Help tool. So just a word or a reminder to be on the lookout. There are millions of notices that go out. I know at least 1 million notices are put in the mail. That's every beneficiary who's receiving disability or retirement benefits will get that updated information. So it's a tremendous outreach effort that starts every November. The next thing I'll talk to you about is the employment summit that we held here in SSA in June. We are working diligently on the summary documents. There is a lot of information in those documents, and we are taking every reasonable effort and second look to make sure that we are as comprehensive as possible in what we're putting into those documents. And we are still editing. This is a collaboration between SSA and TPM to get these documents completed and ready for release publicly. I would estimate we're still a few weeks away from being able to share those documents publicly, but we will keep you posted and we will inform you definitely when those documents are ready to go out via blast. We will likely put them on our website, Your Ticket to Work service provider website so that you can access them. And there'll be a lot of information we think that you will find helpful for your efforts in providing services to our beneficiaries. So that's the big topics that I needed to cover. And now I will go ahead and transition over to Anna Morales.
Thank you, Rob. Good afternoon, everybody. Can we move to the next slide, please? So today, I'm going to cover some information that was sent already via Gov Delivery to all the employment networks on July 22nd, and it was about the ENs operating multiple business models. Any organization that is interested in adding an additional business model to their existing organization can do so. And specifically, those models are traditional EN, employer EN, and administrative EN. So you may be functioning under one of those three, but you can add a secondary model if that is the case. The deadline to do this is September 30th, 2019. What is important about this slide is that this information needs to happen step by step. And there are very specific information that you need to do and instructions to follow. And we added all that information in a resource document that was sent in that Gov delivery email, and we also posted it in the Your Ticket to Work website. The link is in the slide for you to take a look at it. But the important part is, if you are interested in doing this, you can talk to one of our consultants here at TPM. We can assist you. Just email enoperations@yourtickettowork.com, and we should be able to help you. ENs need to get a new name for their EN. They need to obtain a DUNS number. And the most important part is to register that DUNS number in SAM.gov. So there are very specific information that need to follow. Once they do that, they can submit the application to Social Security to get approved for that secondary business model. So again, all that information is posted. If you have any questions, please let us know, and we will be happy to assist you. Next slide, please. The second thing that I want to address is about the Service Provider Foundation training. We have these trainings available to any staff at existing and new employment networks. We provide a range of 14 topics that cover different areas of the program. It is mandatory for program contact, ticket holder point of contact, ticket portal users, payment contact, and suitability point of contact. And not all the trainings are required depending on the titles, but they are available. So we do have that curriculum also posted in the website for you to take a look at what is required per the point of contact listed. This training, like I said, is mandatory for all new employees. It needs to be completed within 60 days after Social Security is notified of that change. And TPM will follow up, contact that new staff, and offer the training and make sure that it's completed within that time frame. Part of these trainings include suitability and My SSA account for those that would like to have ticket portal access. So you don't have to do it on your own, or your staff don't have to do it on their own. We can provide that information to any interested staff. One thing is that we also have a calendar in the website that addresses monthly trainings that we offer. And just to clarify, that is not the only time that you can get the training. We also provide one-on-one sessions. And recently, we are also implementing a new learning management system. We just launched it. This is only available for brand new ENs and new staff at employment networks. It's also self-paced modules with checkpoints and interaction with an EN development consultant. So there are different ways that you can take advantage of the training. All you need to do is email EN Operations, and we will provide any training that is needed. Next slide, please. One point of contact that I need to emphasize that training is mandatory is a ticket portal user. We have a specific curriculum that these users need to cover it because, like you know, they are doing pretty much everything in the portal. They are assigning tickets, they are requesting payments, and doing different interactions. So trading is available to them. One thing that needs to happen before the very first bullet that is in the slide is that anybody that would like to have ticket portal access needs to start with training. So please email EN Operations for any of your staff that would like to be a ticket portal users. We are going to provide the training, which includes suitability, My SSA account, the overview of the program, PII and TPR. After they complete those phases, we are going to send them to Social Security and request the ticket portal access. And after they acquire that access, we will continue with training specifically on the portal, how to request payments, and so forth. After that, it's just a reminder that all new key point of contacts need this training. All the changes need to be, Social Security needs to be notified immediately of those point of contacts that change. And we will provide that information. Please email enservice@ssa.gov, and those changes have to come through the form 1374, which is the TPA change form. And that's all I have. John?
Hello, everyone. In addition to the change that Anna was just discussing with how we're implementing the LMS for new users, we've also made some major updates to the Find Health tool on chooseworks.ssa.gov. And everyone should have received a Gov delivery kind of briefly describing what some of those new features are. But we just wanted to briefly review some screenshots and discuss in depth what some of these features look like. So, Sharon, can you move to the next slide? So one of the major updates is that the search options have been consolidated. Previously, you would only have three options at the top, the provider type, the zip code, and the distance from zip, and then also providing services either in person or virtually. So all of the other filters, like the disability served specializations and all of those services provided, were located elsewhere on the tool. So we've consolidated everything so that a user can conduct a search right off the bat up front. Some key features to note on this new search feature are that we've got little question marks. Those help icons, if you click on them, will pop up just a brief explanation explaining what each of those individual services means. Additionally, we've got these filter tags. If you look at the bottom, it'll say currently it's just got current filters and only EN is selected. Anytime a user adds new search filters, those will appear there. And as they scroll down and are searching, they can click to remove one of those search filters without even having to scroll back up to the search options. Next slide, please. On this next slide, we're just showing what one of those definitions will look like. So if under the factors for success, if you click the help icon next to Partnership Plus, you'll see that a modal pops up that provides a little bit more background on Partnership Plus. And then in this particular instance, there's a read more link that they can click to go to navigate to a different page that has even more information about Partnership Plus. Next slide, please. So in addition to updating the search options, we've actually updated the display of the provider cards themselves. So for this sample network, you've got badges that will tell you, of course, that it's an employment network, that it's a national employment network, and that it provides both in-person and virtual services. If an EN were to provide, were to participate in Partnership Plus or provide approved benefits counseling services, then one of those two or both of those two badges would display right there next to the both in-person and virtual services. Additionally, we've made sure that the phone numbers are clickable, so if a user is using their mobile phone, they can click the phone number link and directly dial out. And then we've consolidated down the cards so that way all of the additional details about your organization are located in a separate modal. So if you were to click the Show Details button, a modal will pop up with all of your organization's information. Could we go to the next slide? And on this slide, we can actually see what that modal looks like. So this details modal that just shows all of the information for your organization would actually display over the listings. it's going to, if you have additional offices, it's going to have the additional matching offices tab. If you don't have additional offices, you won't see that tab or that top section at all. When you close out of the modal, it brings the users brought straight back to the listing results. So this screen isn't going to send them forward. They won't have to click back or anything like that. Once again, on this screen, phone numbers are still going to be clickable. There's also going to be services and features that are going to include the disability served, your specializations and services provided. For users other than, or for organizations other than employment networks, the cards have been modified to where it contains similar information, just phrased for those organizations. So for WIPA and PABS, if you go to the website and look at those provider cards, you'll see that the services and services provided have been updated for both of those organization types in order to show what those organizations provide. And can we go to the next slide? So it's important to phrase all of these updates in the context of that this is our first round of updates. We've designed all of these updates so that way we can improve functionality, so that way we can make the tool look more modern, and that way we can update the look and feel, make everything look like it's the year 2019. But all of these changes are only the beginning. We're planning on rolling out additional changes both to aesthetics, functionality, and also usability. Additional information about these updates is going to be provided via Gov Deliveries. So anytime before we make changes or the day that changes go live, we will make sure that Gov Deliveries are sent out to all employment networks. So that way you can be up to date on what the newest changes are to find help. Of course, it's always a good idea to familiarize yourself with the tool, so that way, as we make updates, you can ensure that the way your organization is being displayed matches what you would like. And with that, I will pass it over to Pat Van Nelson to discuss outreach updates.
Thanks, John. This is Pat Van Nelson, and for those of you who I have not met, which I assume is probably at least 100, I'm the Director of Communications at TPM. What I want to do today is just go over some of our new resources and information that may be of interest to many of you. Next slide, please. One of our newest initiatives is in the social media area. We'd like to start sharing some of your social media and your website content on our ChooseWork social media channels. We've got a growing following. Right now it's about 35,000, so your posts and your content would get a fair amount of visibility. Currently, we do follow some of you who on social media if we know your handle. If we don't, you're kind of blind to us. If you would like us to share your information, on the ticket program channels, you could send your social media handles to us. That way we can like and follow your pages. The place to send it is socialmedia@choosework.ssa.gov. The other thing I want to mention in this context is that we can also now accept specific requests for content that you'd like us to share. For example, if you have an event coming up, we would like to be able to share that with the rest of our followers, but it needs approval, so we would need some advance notice. I'd say 1 to 2 weeks prior to any events that you'd like promoted. And then one cautionary tale, we can't share anything that includes PII, as you can probably imagine. So, for example, if you've done a success story about one of your clients, if it has, you know, the PII in it, we wouldn't be able to share it unless it was, you know, in some way cleansed. You know, instead of the full name, maybe Judy from Illinois or something along those lines. But we would be happy to do that. So I'm encouraging you to send your social media handles so that we can actually, you know, get started doing this. Next slide, please. One of the new things that we're doing is starting a new series of feature articles for beneficiary testimonials. I know many of you have submitted your clients for success stories in the past. So you know that candidates for those stories must have achieved a certain level of employment at which they're no longer receiving benefits. our new features, which we're calling stepping stones, look at individuals who may not have achieved that level, but have achieved some milestone. For example, maybe they used particular work incentives to a good effect or achieved some non-monetary goal like a college graduation and are on a path towards work and self-sufficiency. Basically, the intent is to recognize that the road's not always linear, and while there may be some potholes, it's important to celebrate the milestones along the way. Our first story like this is going to be published next month. It's about a man named Chris, who as a teenager was paralyzed in a car accident. He then went on to get an MBA, and he's now working on a contract training the Internal Revenue Service's customer service representatives. So if you think you might have a story, either a traditional success story or a stepping stone story, we'd love to hear from you. And you can send those stories to stories@choosework.ssa.gov. Next slide, please. We have a new fact sheet. Some of you may have seen our original fact sheet, which is basically describes what a pass is. This new one picks up where that one left off. It provides advice on what to do and not do once a person has an approved pass, like keeping their funds separate, staying in touch with their specialist, and keeping good records. This one, as well as our other fact sheets, are available on both our program websites. You can find them either in the Choose Work Library or in the Service Provider Outreach Toolkit on the Your Ticket to Work. Okay, next slide, please. Another thing we're doing is we have been publishing short articles and broadcasting radio spots about the program. You may remember we did this, those of you who've been around for a while may remember that a few years back we did this and released them through a syndicated news release. The information on this slide was prepared a couple of weeks ago, and I've got some new information. We've now published 4 articles rather than 3, and the articles to date have generated 11,000 articles, or yes, 11,000 print articles instead of the 10,000 that's on the slide, with a total readership of over 8 million. The articles have also been viewed on www.netsnet.com over 2,000 times. We've broadcast 3 radio spots nearly 2,000 times with a potential audience of 190,000. If you'd like to check out the articles, they're available at www.natsnet.com. Just select Government News under the article category. Another new resource, next slide please, is the WISE ASL Visual Guide. That offers individuals who are fluent in American Sign Language information about how they can connect with ASL services during a WISE webinar. It's also available in the Choose Work Library. The particular website is chooseworks.ssa.gov/library/WISE-ASL-guide. This resource includes information about connecting with Video Relay Service and the webinar. And then finally, I would be remiss if I didn't remind everyone, next slide, please, that next week we have one of our WISE webinars, and this one's going to focus on tips for writing resumes and preparing for job interviews. It'll be Wednesday, August 28th at 3 o'clock, and Lisa Jordan of Human Solutions will present to discuss the best practices for making a strong impression during a job search. And as always, you can register for the webinar at chooseworks.ssa.gov/WISE. Adele, I believe it's your turn.
Thank you very much, Pat, and thank you to all our presenters today. Rochelle, at this time, we'd like to go ahead and get some calls from the queue, if you can set that up for us.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by the digit 1. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, star 1, and we'll pause for just a moment. And there are no questions at this time.
Okay, while we give some an opportunity to go ahead and dial one to add to the queue, we do have some chat questions, I believe. John?
All of the chat questions have actually been answered.
Look at us. Anything coming through, Rochelle?
There are no questions at this time. And as a reminder, it's star one if you would like to ask a question.
Okay, meanwhile, and Rob,
we have a question from Paula Villalet with Employment Options.
I just wanted to, one, compliment you on this great initiative of getting the news out to so many ticket holders. I really applaud that. With the training, do you contact us when people need to get trained? We contact you, or is it just part of the – not quite sure how that's working these days with the new required training.
No problem, Paula. Well, is this required training when you have new staff, when you submit that information to ENST, then they will let us know that there's a new staff member that needs to be hired, and we'll put them into that program. And of course, if I misspoke or you want to add to that, please do.
Nope, that's the process. However, if we don't contact you within, I want to say, 24 hours or 48 hours, please email EN Operations and we will follow up.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paula.
And next we'll take a question from Bertha Street with Empower Tennessee.
Hello, everybody. Thank you. I have a simple question. The ENs that have already been practicing this, say, like, I'll use myself for an example, 3 years, can we brush up on the training? Can we use the portals for training?
Absolutely. Everybody is welcome to have a refresher on trainings at any point.
Okay.
So, like I mentioned, we do have different ways of providing the training. So, just email EN Operations, and we will definitely place you in any of those available sessions.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
And we'll hear from Amanda Swinson with Disabled Workers.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, Amanda. Yes, we can.
Hi, I'm glad to see the past fact sheet that you guys have published recently. It looks pretty informative, but I did have a question that I put through the chat. If there's any advice for beneficiaries that have tried to reach a past expert without it receiving any response. We've had many clients over the past years who have tried to reach out to the past cadre for months at a time and have received nothing back. So in those cases, you know, we do our best to try and refer them to their local office for assistance. But unfortunately, you know, most local offices don't always know about the PASS plan or are unable to help them. Is there any advice that you guys have as far as trying to reach someone with some answers about those types of situations?
So this is Rob. Thanks for that question. That's an excellent question. And that's really a Social Security issue. And I would recommend that you send us that information through our EN Services mailbox.
Okay.
We will make that available on the chat, and I will ask someone on a team to give that mailbox address to you right now, because I don't know it off the top of my head. And then what will happen is we will go through the internal channels to address the issue through our operations components.
Awesome. Thank you. Because we used to have a pretty close relationship with Tim McAvoy here in the Midwest, and then he retired, and unfortunately we didn't have anyone, you know, we could directly reach out to. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, and just by means of information for all on the phone, we do have a relatively new operations lead executive for employment support. Her name is Ann Roberts. She was at our Employment Support Summit in June. She came on board several months ago, I want to say in the spring, and we can coordinate these issues through her. So that's terrific that we have that resource again.
And next we'll hear from Matthew Silverstein with America Works of New York.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi, Matt. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. My question is, just because you were mentioning about the COLA letters, I thought to myself, let me check the directory. And for some reason, we always have issues with our EN listing in the directory. You know, we have multiple offices. And, I mean, I've reached out to EN Service dozens of times, and no matter how many times that I work with them, certain offices of ours get deleted and don't come up on the directory. Who can I contact at SSA to finally get our directory updated so that all of our offices can be listed properly in the directory?
So this is Rob. I would ask our ticket program manager folks, is there a contact that can connect with Matthew to talk about this issue in depth?
Okay. Thanks, Rob. Yes. EN operations, Matt, if you could please send that to that box, and we'll sure to work with you regarding that. Sorry about that.
And that's EN operations at SSA.gov?
At yourtickettowork.ssa.gov.
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time? EN?
Certainly. I had my glasses on. Let me see if this makes it, if I can speak differently without them. I was going too fast. So it is EN operations at yourtickettowork.ssa.gov. Thank you for keeping me honest. And you should see it in the chat.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
And at this time, there are no further questions.
Thanks for that, Rochelle. And I'll just make a quick chat check. Any questions from there, John?
There are no questions that haven't been answered.
Thank you. Rob, back to you.
Thank you, and thanks to all on the phone. We appreciate your participation, and that'll be it for today. So thank you very much.
And that will conclude today's call. We thank you for your participation.